Your skincare ingredients might be the reason your face cannot hold a spray tan or a faux glow. Retinols, all those ingredients that help keep us looking youthful, also help to rapidly exfoliate those top layers of skin off our face. So keep using them, they're amazing. But you may need to add a facial sunless tanning product. There's all different kinds on the market. You're either going to be using a cream, a spray, or a drop. Drops like tanning drops or tanning water have been super popular recently. And yes, we have those. But honestly, I love a good tanning cream. I've been using our face cream for over a decade. I personally make it and I love it and it works really well. Regardless if you're using a bronzed berry sunless tanning product, we have a no rinse formula. So you're going to apply it, you're gonna rub it in, you're gonna wash your hands, you're gonna live your life. Couple times a week, you may wanna reapply it with your regular skincare routine, and that's gonna keep your face tan throughout the week. My fave, our face tanning cream, I use this 3 to 4 times a week. It's simple and easy to use. It's really hard to mess up because you're gonna swap out your regular moisturizer. So I use this in the morning. About 3 to 4 times a week, I will cleanse, tone, apply a hydrating serum, then I apply this and then my sunscreen over top. So this will replace your daily moisturizer. You're gonna rub it in like regular lotion, wash your hands, you're good to go. You don't have to rinse this off. Using this a couple times a week will keep your face with a really nice healthy glow. Tanning water can also be used on your face, but this can be used on your body. You still need to rub it in. You want this on clean, dry skin. This you need to use probably 2 times more than you think, 2 times the amount more than you think you need. You really want your skin to be wet in order for you to see results when you're using tanning waters. Regardless of brand, rub these suckers in so that you can get a streak-free glow. Last up is tanning drops. These can be used day or night, and they are going to be mixed in with either your lotion or your skincare product. You only need a couple drops. These are super, super highly concentrated. Regardless of brand, this type of product has been used by professionals forever. This is how we can custom make people's tans darker. We can customize by adding more to it. So they're highly, highly concentrated, so they need to be dispersed. Do not put tanning drops on your face or your skin directly. It's a great way to be orange. So avoid the orange by mixing them in. You're going to start with a few drops. If you're using them on your face, you need, again, regardless of brand, you need about 3 to 4 drops mixed in with your cream, apply to your face and wash your hands. If you're using and applying it to a larger body part, then of course you will need more than 3 to 4 drops. But if you think about you need 3 to 4 drops for the amount of product and moisturizer that you would put on your face, you can add more drops for your body accordingly. Prepping your face for a sunless tan may be a little different than you think. Please do not use sugar, salt scrubs, harsh abrasives. Avoid all of that. Be gentle with your face. You can use warm water and even one of those makeup erasers. They're amazing. They actually have an exfoliating side to them that is perfect for getting your skin prepped and ready for a sunless glow. Whether you're applying lotions, creams, mousses at home, or getting a professional one done, the way to prepare your face is to be gentle, but you do want to exfoliate. They also make face tanning exfoliating gloves and mitts, so that would be appropriate. But again, you don't want to use something designed for your body on your face.